From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Columbia County is looking for proposals to publish a new 2019 visitor's guide. The County Tourism Department put out a request for proposal December 22nd to publish the guide, which will feature a new design and new businesses. County Tourism Department Administrator Ann Cooper said about 55,000 guides were distributed or downloaded in 2018. The department is looking for a publisher able to create, print, and deliver the guide, as well as market advertising space to defray the cost of the project. Proposals are due at Columbia County Central Services, 401 State Street in Hudson, by 2 p.m. January 11. Greene County recently renewed a contract with Ad Workshop, an advertising agency in Lake Placid, to help its tourism department with its website and other promotions, including its travel guide. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the 50th anniversary of the 1969 Woodstock Music Festival will be officially celebrated this summer on the site of the historic event. The event will be held at the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts August 16th through 18th, with live musical performances from both current and emerging artists, TED-style talks, and retro tech experts. The museum at Bethel Woods will also be open for visitors to see the story of the 1960s. The event lineup and ticketing information will be announced soon. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Sarah Trapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Construction began December 24 on a new space for use as a civil office by the Greene County Sheriff. That office processes paperwork for evictions, foreclosures, subpoenas, and levies. The new space is located in the Greene County Office Building on Main Street in Catskill. According to Trapton, the creation of a working civil space is, and I quote, another step in clearing the way for the State Commission of Corrections to approve the new county jail to be built in Coxsackie without violating county laws, end quote. According to state law, the sheriff cannot move its civil services out of Catskill, county seat, without voter approval. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the new space is expected to be completed in mid-January. He said, and I quote, there is no rush. The existing house, where the current sheriff's office is located, is mostly okay, unlike the jail, end quote. Work is also currently underway on a temporary processing facility on Mansion Street in Coxsackie. Those renovations are slated to be completed the first week of January. In addition to the civil office, the sheriff's office maintains satellites in Prattsville, Ashland, New Baltimore, and Greenville, as well as the new Coxsackie location. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daily Freeman is reporting unemployment rates in the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskill were sharply lower last month than a year earlier, according to the State Department of Labor data released December 27. Greene County had a November 2018 jobless rate of 3.7%, down from 5.4% in November 2017. Columbia County's unemployment rate last month was 2.6%, the lowest in the state, down from 3.5% in 2017. Elsewhere in the region, unemployment rates in November 2018 were 2.9% in Dutchess County, down from 4.5% in the previous year, and 3.1% in Ulster County, a decrease from 4.5% in November 2017. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.